5, Board of Supervisors meeting for Derry Township to order with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Just sit down.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to, why don't we reorganize first?
Okay.
And then we'll go through the roll call. Well, actually, let's go through the roll call.
Supervisor Smuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
Supervisor Giovanello?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
We have 5 present.
Thank you. Before we get into the public comments, what we'll do is we'll hold at least the reorganization for the board. Is there a motion for the election of the chairperson for 2025?
I'll make a motion to elect Supervisor Nutt as chairwoman of the township and all the supervisors for 2025.
Motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Congratulations, Natalie. Would you like to take over?
Yes, please.
Perfect.
Okay, so moving on, we need to elect a vice chair, a secretary, assistant secretary, treasurer, solicitor, and engineer. So can I do this as a slate, or should I just do it one at a time?
For this, I would do one at a time.
One at a time,
yeah.
Okay. I will offer a motion to elect Carter Wyckoff as the vice chair of the Board of Supervisors. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Giovanello. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none. And Supervisor Wyckoff is elected as vice chair. Moving on to secretary, is there a motion to elect a member to the office of secretary?
I'll nominate Dom Giovanello as secretary. Or I'm sorry, Mike Corrado. Sorry. I'm losing my mind to that word. He's sitting here.
Wrong Italian.
Sorry.
Okay, I will second that. Is there, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Moving on, the assistant township secretary. That is a position that is usually held by our township manager. So should I hold off on doing that now, or can we make that?
If you want to hold off until the appointment, yes.
All right. And also, I believe that the treasurer as well is usually the township manager.
I think you can hold off too.
Okay. So moving on to Township Solicitor, I offer a motion to select Grimm, Bean, and Thacker as our Township Solicitor. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and the motion, any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes. Township Engineer, is there a motion to nominate a Township Engineer?
I'll nominate HRG as a township engineer.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
All right, any comment or discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the township engineer is selected. Okay, so that brings us to item number 2, which I believe we should probably hold off on as well. So let's move on to C, which is the appointment of a delegate and an alternate delegate to the state convention. And if I am remembering correctly, was that our township manager? And I think it was Supervisor Smuda, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
So do I need to hold off on this one too?
I don't think you have to. I mean, if you're comfortable proceeding with the appointments with the understanding that you're appointing an individual, not just a position, I think you can proceed.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion that our delegate is our township manager and our alternative delegate is Supervisor Smuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the delegate is the township manager and the alternate delegate is Supervisor Smuda. Okay, moving on, we need to select the depositories for township funds. And all of us have been through this before. This basically just lists all of the banks that the township may work with in the coming year. So it's a very long resolution, so I'm happy to read it. Basically, it just lists all the banks that are here that potentially we could be working with. So those banks include PNC Bank, Santander Bank, Pennsylvania Local Government Investment Trust, Northwest Bank, Fulton Bank, Wells Fargo, First National Bank, M&T Bank, Branch Banking and Trust Company, Centric Bank, Members First Credit Union, Hershey Federal Credit Union, Bryn Mawr Bank Corporation, also known as the Hershey Trust, and the Pennsylvania Treasury Invest Program. All of those will be selected as depositories for the funds of the Township of Derry for the year 2025, and the Township Treasurer is further authorized to invest Township funds in any security as authorized in Act 102 of 1980, and that the Township Treasurer, who has been duly elected as Township Treasurer by the Board of Supervisors, is directed to deposit in said depositories all funds coming into his or her hands as Township Treasurer. Is there a second to this resolution?
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zmuda. All in favor of this resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And with that, the resolution passes and the banks are selected for 2025. Moving on to naming of money to be paid to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association for the year 2025. This resolution allows the Board of Supervisors, the afforded protection by the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company, which has a Firemen's Relief Association. So we need to pass this resolution. It's perfunctory. We do this every year. So is there a motion to pass resolution number 2025-05, which is establishing the relationship with the township and the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company and the Firemen's Relief Association?
I'll make that motion that resolution number 2025-05 passes.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zmuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? And with that, the resolution passes. All right, moving on to Board of Supervisors appointments. So our first, my computer can't keep up with how fast I'm talking. Our first one is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the General Authority for a 5-year term. And this is the expired term. Supervisor Abruzzo was on this board prior. So I will offer a motion that we put Supervisor Giovanello to the General Authority for a 5-year term. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zmuda. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And with that, the motion passes. All right, the next is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Industrial and Commercial Development Authority for a 5-year term, and that's actually my expired term. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion and nominate Natalie Nutt.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. All right, the next is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Library Directors for a 3-year term. This is the expired term of Supervisor Giovanello. I will make a motion to put Supervisor Giovanello back on the Library Directors for a 3-year term. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And with that, that board, congratulations, Supervisor Giovanello. The next is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Derry Township Municipal Authority for a 5-year term. This is Supervisor Wyckoff's term. I will make a nomination to put Supervisor Wyckoff back on the DTMA for a 5-year term. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And with that, Supervisor Wyckoff, you have another term on the DTMA. The appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Police Pension Advisory Board for a one-year term. These are the expired terms of Supervisor Wyckoff and Supervisor Corrado. And now we can accept those as a slate. So is there a motion for this appointment? All right, I will offer a motion that Supervisor Wyckoff and Supervisor Corrado go back onto the Police Pension Advisory for a one-year term. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, the next is the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Tax Collection Association for a one-year term. And just a bit of background on this, Supervisor Zabuda and I have served on this board for many years, and we have been in the process of moving away from the Tax Association for our tax collection, and there are still some loose ends that need to be tied up in terms of the Tax Collection Association, and Supervisor Zabuda and I have been working on that, and this likely will be the last time this appointment is made here in Derry Township. So I suggest that both Supervisor Zabuda and I continue to serve on that board. Is there a motion to nominate?
I would make a motion to nominate Supervisor Nutt and Supervisor Zabuda for the members of the Tax Collection Association for a one-year term.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and with that, the motion carries. Next is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Library Endowment Trust for a one-year term. This is the expired term of Supervisor Giovanello. Is there a nomination for this board?
I'd like to nominate Supervisor Giovanello to the term for Board of, Library Endowment Trust for one-year term. Yeah.
Thank you, Supervisor Zabuda. I will second that. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, the next is the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Derry Township School District Working Group for a one-year term. These are the expired terms of Chris Abruzzo and myself.
I will nominate Natalie Nutt and Supervisor Corrado for the Board of Supervisors Derry Township School District Working Group for a one-year term.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zabuda. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, the next is the appointment of two Board of Supervisor members to the Subdivision and Land Development Plan Pre-Application Review Committee for a one-year term. These are the expired terms of Carter Wyckoff and Rick Zabuda, and I will make a motion to reappoint Carter Wyckoff and Rick Zabuda to this Subdivision and Land Development Pre-Application Review Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, hearing none, the motion passes. All right, finally for board members is the transportation liaison for one-year term. These are the expired terms of myself and Supervisor Zabuda. Is there a nomination for the transportation liaisons?
I'll make a motion to nominate Supervisor Nutt and Supervisor Zabuda.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Corrado. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Giovanello. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes. And with that, the assignments are set for board members. Okay, moving on to the public, those from the public that would like to participate in our boards and commissions. We have a number of them coming up, and our first one is the appointment of one member of the Downtown Core Design Board for a five-year term. This is the expired term of James George. Is there a nomination to replace Mr. George or to put Mr. George back on the board?
I'd like to nominate Mr. George for a 5-year term for the Downtown Core Design Board.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zumuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? None. Okay, so with that, Mr. George is reappointed to the Downtown Core Design Board. All right, next is the appointment of one member of the public for the ICDA term for ICDA authority for a 5-year term. This is the expired term of Jay Franklin, and I will nominate Jay Franklin for a new 5-year term on the ICDA. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. All right, the next is the appointment of two members of the Board of Library Directors for 3-year terms. These are the expired terms of Karen Golan and Jordan Yakeley. Is there a motion for Library Board?
I move that we appoint Karen Golan and Jordan Yakeley to be members of the Board of Library Directors for 3-year terms.
Okay, I will second that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the terms of Jordan Yakeley and Karen Golan are renewed. All right, the next is the appointment of one member to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a 5-year term and one member for an unexpired 5-year term. And there's two terms, so we can take this at the same time. Is there a motion for Library Board? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh yeah. My gosh. I am moving way too fast. Okay, Parks and Rec, I apologize. All right, I will make a motion that we put Paul Latham back on the Library Board. And Paul, I am so sorry. I'm stuck on the Library Board. Paul Latham on the library, or on the Parks and Rec. Oh my gosh, Allison, I can't stop thinking about the library. These guys are like, we've got to get over it and return our recycling. We only have till 8 o'clock.
I'm totally joking. I'm up there 4 days a week.
All right, this is Parks and Rec. Please. Parks and Rec. So I am going to make a nomination that we put Paul Latham back on the board, and we're going to put another Paul back on the board, Paul Boutrous. I hope I said that right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Hearing none. We have new Parks and Rec advisory members selected. Okay, moving on is to the appointment of two members to the Planning Commission for 4-year terms. These are the expired terms of Glenn Rowe and Matt Tennell. Is there a nomination for the Planning Commission? Okay.
Wait, I started what?
Yeah. It's Matt Tennell and
and both requested to be reappointed. I thought we'd
Well, no. Matt Tennell requested to be reappointed, and we have a number of other candidates.
I'll do this one.
Okay.
Santos.
I will nominate
DeStefano.
Matt Tennell and Don Santo Stefano to the Planning Commission for 4-year terms.
Second.
Oh, thank you. All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, moving on to the appointment of one member to the Police Pension Advisory Board for a 1-year term. This is the expired term of Lou Verdelli. So I will offer a motion that we put Lou back on for a 1-year term to the Police Pension Advisory Board. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Giovanello. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Next is the appointment of one member to the Shade Tree Commission for a 5-year term. This is the expired term of David Warren. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to appoint David Warren to a 5-year term on the Shade Tree Commission.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Giovanello. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, and with that, the motion passes. The next is the appointment of a one member to the vacancy board for a one-year term. This is the expired term of Michael Angelo. Is there a motion?
I'll appoint Michael Angelo to the vacancy board for a one-year term.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And with that, the motion passes. All right, finally, we have the appointment of one member to the Zoning Hearing Board for a five-year term. This is the expired term of Steve Seidel, who did not choose to be reappointed. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to appoint Christopher Gazio to the Zoning Hearing Board for a five-year term.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Giovanella. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. So we have moved through all of the boards and commissions. So thank you to all of those people who put in resumes, and thank you to all of those people who are willing to continue serving. I know it's very important to keep some consistency on these boards, and in speaking to our staff, we've got some really great members that are serving on these boards, and it's wonderful that many of them chose to come back and serve for a second term, so we appreciate their service. They're doing it all voluntarily. So none of them are here tonight. I know the weather probably kept them away, but we appreciate what they're doing, and we're excited to welcome a few new folks onto the boards in 2025. So that brings us to our staff appointments. We have the opportunity to appoint one member to the Capital Region Council of Governments for a one-year term. And this is the expired term of Tom Clark, and one member as an alternate for a one-year term. And this is the expired term of Chris Christman. So I will make a motion that we have Tom Clark serve as our member, and we have our township manager serve as our alternate, for both of them serving for one-year terms. Is there a second?
A second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, Tom Clark will serve as our member, and our township manager will serve as our alternate. All right, moving on to the appointment of one Emergency Management Coordinator for a one-year term with Emergency Management Agency, which is the expired term of Tim Roche, and two Deputy Coordinators, each for one-year terms, which are the expired terms of Brian Blausch and David Sassman. Is there a motion to appoint members to the Emergency Management Coordinators, to be Emergency Management Coordinators for Derry Township?
I will nominate Chief Warner and Deputy Coordinator Brian Blahush and David Sassman.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zmuda. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none. And with that, the motion passes. And we have...
Tim was going to remain on
that. Yeah.
And then,
that's right.
And then we were going to...
On that, and then in February.
You're right.
Right.
Okay. Can we redo my motion? Apologies.
Okay.
If you want to do an amended motion.
I will amend my motion. Chief seems relieved over that. I will amend my motion to appoint Lieutenant Roche, as well as Brian Blahush and David Sassman as deputies for a one-year term with the Emergency Management Agency.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second to the amended motion?
I'll second that one.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Zmuda. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we have renominated, or we have kept everything the same. So Lieutenant Roche, Brian Blausch, and David Sassman will continue to serve as Emergency Management Coordinators. Okay, next is the appointment of one individual to serve as Sewage Enforcement Officer for the one-year term, which is Jeremy Bentz. And he is asked to be reappointed. Is there a motion to reappoint Mr. Benz to serve as sewage enforcement officer for a one-year term?
I'll make that motion to reappoint Jeremy Benz as the sewage enforcement officer.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? All right, hearing none, the motion passes and Mr. Benz is reappointed. All right, that brings us to this evening's consent calendar, which the first item is the adoption of our meeting minutes from December 10th, and the second item is the approval of accounts payable. Is there a motion to adopt this evening's consent calendar?
I'll make a motion to adopt the consent calendar items A and B.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the consent calendar is adopted. Okay, our new business for this evening, our first is the consideration of resolution number 2025-06, which is appointing a firm of certified public accountants to audit all of the accounts of the Township of Derry for the prior fiscal year. Mr. Jackson, if you wouldn't mind giving us some background on this, if there's anything to provide.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On December 16th, 2024, Township of Derry agreed to extend the appointment of Zelenkovsky Axelrod, LLC, to perform the financial audit for the year ending December 31st, 2024. A resolution is required by Second Class Township Code in order to confirm this appointment, and that is why that's before you tonight. This is a budgeted expense in the general fund of $25,500.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jackson. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Jackson in regards to this agenda item? All right, hearing none, is there a motion to approve our auditors?
I move that resolution 2025-06 appointing Zelofsky and Axelrod LLC to examine and audit the accounts of the Township of Derry for the 2025 fiscal year for a sum of $25,500 be adopted.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Any additional questions or concerns? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the resolution passes. All right, next is the consideration of resolution number 2025-07, establishing the contribution rate for the police pension fund for 2025 at 4% of wages. Zach, this is something we do every January, if you want to give us
Correct.
A bit of information on it.
Sure. Act 600 requires the Board of Supervisors to set member contribution rates for the police pension fund each year. The 2025 contribution rate was previously voted upon at 4% by the Board of Supervisors during the police contract negotiations, although no resolution was passed, so once again, why it's before you this evening. The 2025 MMO for the police pension plan is $1,035,012, and the township is required to allocate enough state aid in order to cover this amount, in addition to the member contributions of 4%.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jackson. Does anybody have any questions for Zach in regards to this agenda item? Mm-hmm. All right, hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion that resolution 2025-07 establishing the contribution rate for the police pension fund for 2025 at 4% of wages is hereby approved.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, and with that, the resolution passes. All right, the next is the consideration of resolution number 2025-08, which is the appointment of an open records officer. Mr. Jackson, if you wouldn't mind giving us a brief description of this agenda item.
Sure. Act 3 of 2008, Section 502, requires that all local government agencies appoint an open records officer or officers. With the resignation of Christopher Christman, the board must appoint a new open records officer for the township. The administration is recommending that the board appoint myself, Zachary R. Jackson, as the township's primary open records officer and Garth W. Warner as a secondary open records officer for the purpose of managing right-to-know requests.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Is there any questions for Zach on this agenda item or Chief Warner? Mm-hmm. All right. Hearing none, it's open for a motion.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-08.
appointing Zachary R. Jackson as primary right-to-know officer and Garth W. Warner as secondary right-to-know officer for the township right there.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Giovanello. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the resolution passes. The next is the consideration of a third time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final land development plan for Derry Township Municipal Authority Garage, plat 1376. Mr. Emmer, I'm guessing this is a timely one.
It is. We try not to list things on this meeting. We would have one more meeting, but we don't like to do that either because it could snow really badly and we don't all get together. Plat 1376 proposes a 4,843 square foot addition to an existing 7,846 square foot building located at the Municipal Authority Complex. The board initially approved this plan on January 25th of 2023. The board granted the most recent extension request on July 9th, 2024. That the outstanding items be addressed by January 31st of 2025. The applicant has requested a third extension of time until June 30th of 2025 to address the outstanding conditions of approval. The third extension request proposes no changes to the details of the previously approved plan or to the waivers that were granted.
All right, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Emmerich about this agenda item?
As always, I have questions about third and fourth extensions. Chuck, what seems to be the issue?
I understand. Just trying to look at his letter to see what Mike Postick put in. But my understanding is that they had other projects that needed the funds that they were looking to use for this capital improvement that had a higher priority. They do expect to get this wrapped up by the June 30th deadline. As a matter of fact, they were debating whether or not they needed this extension, but we suggested that they asked for it just to keep the plan alive.
Thank you. That satisfies my curiosity.
All right. Does anybody else have any questions for Mr. Emmerich? All right. Hearing none, is there a motion? All right, I will offer a motion that the approval of the preliminary final land development plan for Derry Township Municipal Authority Garage Edition, plat 1376, is extended to June 30th, 2025, subject to the compliance with items 1 through 16 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Corrado. Any additional questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? And with that, the ayes have it, and the extension is granted. All right, the last item on the business portion of our agenda this evening is the discussion on the township manager position and the possible appointment of a township manager. So we are really excited that we have someone from Derry Township who has been working here for 16 years, that knows this township inside and out and has served very well. Brought our community center in on time, on budget, and we're very excited to offer the township manager position to Zachary Jackson. And with that, we need to make
a motion
to offer him the position.
Salary.
With the salary of $150,000 annually. And is that all?
Yep, subject to some pre-employment conditions, which would be making sure that he's bonded.
Okay.
Yep.
And that will be worked out with legal counsel.
There will be a formal written job offer following this evening's meeting.
Okay, excellent. So is there a motion to offer the township manager position to Mr. Jackson for the amount of $150,000?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. And with that, we have a brand new township manager. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And that brings us to the end of our business for this evening.
So I believe you did skip over a couple of the initial appointments for purposes of the manager. So I believe the assistant secretary and the treasurer, and we do have to set the bond limit. I believe that's set forth somewhere in the packet.
All right, so that was way up at the top.
I believe it's 6.1A and B.
Okay, so moving back under 6.1B.
Baker.
Okay, we'll start with A. So we need to make a motion to nominate, I will make a motion to nominate Mr. Jackson to serve as assistant township secretary, township and township treasurer. Okay, so motion is made to nominate Mr. Jackson as township secretary and township or assistant township secretary and township treasurer. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and Mr. Jackson is assistant secretary and township treasurer. The next is to establish the manager's bond limit. So is there a motion to...
looks like this is actually by resolution.
Resolution. Okay.
We approve the resolution.
Okay. Let's see. Resolution number 2025-02. Is there a motion to adopt this resolution?
So moved.
Okay. Second.
I'll second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? And with that, resolution number 2025-02 is adopted. I think.
And actually looking at the agenda items, it looks like you had a resolution for you appointed the chairman, vice chairman, or the chairperson, vice chairman, secretary. So you had a form resolution to fill out. You did it by appointments. Either is fine. Would you like to? Looks like there's a resolution for. Why don't we do those? Because they are numbered on the agenda.
Yes.
So what we're doing is if you look at the reorganization section 6.1, you passed motions to appoint the chairwoman, vice chair, secretary, assistant secretary, treasurer, solicitor, and engineer. It looks like you have a form resolution to plug in those names. So with the understanding of the appointments made during the meeting tonight, it would be appropriate, I guess, is there a motion to pass resolution number 2025-01 with those appropriate appointments as previously passed this evening?
Okay. So I will offer a motion to adopt resolution 2025-01, noting the appointments that were made earlier in the meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Giovanello. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the resolution passes.
And similarly, because you have these resolutions and they've been designated resolution numbers, I think it would, even though you've made the appointments, I think it would make sense to formally pass those resolutions because they have been designated resolution numbers. So the next one, you did the bond limit. The next one would be resolution to appoint a delegate and an alternate delegate to the state convention. I believe you've already made those appointments.
We're supposed to nominate
Zach. Motion to do all three.
If that's how you'd like to proceed. I didn't notice that there were resolutions associated with these appointments. So they've been designated numbers. Yes, you can proceed with that.
So I'll make a motion contingent on the appointments made earlier in the meeting to pass resolution number 2025-03, resolution 2025-04, and resolution 2025-05.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Giovanello. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And with that, all of the resolutions are adopted.
Sorry about that.
Sure.
No, you're not.
I noticed that.
Okay, now that we have moved through business this evening, we have supervisor board and committee reports. So as we usually do, I will start to the left. And Supervisor Zamuda, do you have anything to report this evening?
Other than Happy New Year, I got nothing.
Happy New Year to you, too. Oh, wonderful. Okay, Supervisor Corrado.
Ditto.
Okay. Supervisor Giovanello.
Collaborate.
Go Irish.
Ooh.
Second.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Really?
No report. And I do not have any report this evening either. So moving on to our department heads, starting with Chief Warner. Do you have a report this evening?
Just a couple things. Appreciate all the assistance we got from everybody involved with the New Year's Eve celebration downtown. Went rather well. You know, in light of what happened in New Orleans, we're very fortunate, and we'll be working with the committee to discuss any other security issues that we want to address for next year. Our four new recruits are in field training. They all graduated the academy, so they're in field training. It'll take a period of time to get them up to speed and be able to get them out on their own, and then we can look at getting the traffic safety section underway and get them out and about as well. So
that is a really exciting news, Chief. Yes. We're all really excited to hear that. Yeah. So watch your speed in Derry Township. Mr. Sassman.
Good evening. Just real quick, we have some good news. Next week, our committee for the first piece of fire apparatus is going to fly to Wisconsin for the building meeting.
So oh, exciting.
Once we approve those plans and we get the design approved, then it'll go to the manufacturing side and maybe late fall.
Wow.
For delivery to the township.
So how many years have we been on that
flight? This is 2022, I believe.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. And it's still taking this long.
Yeah.
I mean,
I work in the industry and we are on the same timetable.
So if a township were to put in an order for a new equipment right now, how long is it taking at this point? Is it still taking years?
I would bet they're probably out 30 months.
Still. Wow. Well, that is exciting news. Thank you for the update.
It is good news.
Yeah.
Bring us back some cheese curds from Wisconsin.
I'll put that order in.
Mr. Watts, you had a busy day today.
As a Penn State alum, when the sky is not blue, sometimes it's white. And we've had three snow events. We've efficiently cleared the roads three times, and we are getting ready to pick up Christmas trees.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Thank you. Mrs. Jacobine.
Thank you. We have a Spice of the Month Club now at the library, so every month you can come and pick up a small amount of a new spice and get a recipe that you can do with the spice. We also provide a little history on it as well. This month is nutmeg, and it's generously sponsored by Carnes, so that's very exciting.
We also have
a shared memory box workshop coming up on January 11th at 2 p.m. We encourage families to come. It costs $10 per box. Basically, you're paying for the box. You bring your family memories, and then we teach you how to make a box to put those memories inside. It's really nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Allison. Amy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to have a little reminder to everyone where they can find winter weather updates for the community center. So remember, we have new social media. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Derry Township Parks, where we'll have the latest program and operational information. The weather-related updates will be posted on these social media pages and also the township website under Parks and Recreation. And then selecting, there's a green button that states announcements, cancellations, and closures. So we'll always keep that up to date. We have some exciting programming happening for the winter as well. Some new evening group exercise classes have been added. Strength and tone on Tuesday, Thursdays, and cycling on Wednesdays. There's been some communication to have some earlier evening classes, so we're excited about those. We also have art exploration coming up for ages 4 to 10, which begins January 9th, and also youth diving begins January 12th for ages 8 and up. And I just want to send one other reminder also about our aquatic exercise classes. They're now available for pre-registration online on ActiveNet, in person, or over the phone, and there's also some new classes that have been added for 2025.
Fantastic. It's always fun to hear all the fun stuff that's going on at the library and the community center. Like, no one could be bored here. Like, there's so many fun things that are going on to sign up for, and a lot of it's free, too, at the library. It's awesome. So thank you both for all of the fun things that you guys are providing to our residents and people beyond our residents.
So I see that Mr. Stump isn't here to say no report or accept his nomination as the township engineer. So I guess we'll let that slide. Somebody can call him. Maybe Zach, you can call him, let him know he's our township engineer. Mr. Emmerich, do you have a report?
We have funding community development. Just Happy New Year to everybody.
Oh, thank you. Okay, and our new township manager, Mr. Jackson, do you have a report this evening?
I just want to thank Public Works for all their efforts today clearing the snow. I know it's been a long day for you, Greg, so appreciate you toughening out with us here tonight. Go home, get some sleep.
All right, and with that, it doesn't look like we have anybody from the public here, but we will open it up in case anyone wants to say a few words or put comments on the record, right? Seeing as no one has come forward, we will end this visitor public comment, and our last agenda item is adjournment. So is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
All right, thank you. It's a good way to start off the new year. I will second that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Happy New Year. You got 12.